Unit 1, Lesson 4. Robert Scott, A Race to the South Pole. The first person to reach the South Pole was Roald Amundsen, a Norwegian. Robert Scott, who was English, arrived at the South Pole a month after Amundsen and died on the return journey to his ship. Yet strangely enough, Scott became a hero, but Amundsen did not. Captain Robert Scott, 1868 to 1912, was an officer in the English Navy. From 1901 to 1904, he led an expedition to Antarctica for a British scientific organization called the Royal Geographical Society. His group traveled farther south than anyone else had ever done. He gathered information on rocks, weather, and climate, and he made maps. When he returned to England, he was a national hero. A few years later, Scott decided to organize another expedition. He said that he wanted to make a complete scientific study of Antarctica, but his real goal was to be the first person at the South Pole. He took three doctors, several scientists, and a number of other men with him. Scott's group sailed on a ship named the Terra Nova in June 1910. When they reached Australia, they learned that Amundsen was also on his way to the pole. Amundsen and Scott were very different from each other, and they made very different plans. Amundsen planned everything very carefully. He took sleds and dog teams, as the great Arctic explorers did. Scott took ponies, small horses, and a few dogs, but he planned to have his men pull the sleds themselves for most of the trip. On earlier expeditions, as some dogs became weak, the men killed them for food for themselves and the other dogs. Amundsen did this too, and it helped him reach the pole. But later people called him Dog Eater. Scott would not eat his dogs, and this was one reason he died on this expedition. There were other differences between the two expeditions. Amundsen sailed 100 kilometers closer to the pole than Scott did. Scott also had the bad luck of having extremely bad weather, days of blizzards and strong winds. It was often minus 40 degrees Celsius. Scott and his men built a base camp near the ocean's edge and spent the winter there. They used sleds and ponies to carry a ton of supplies farther inland to a place that they named the One-Ton Depot. When spring came, a few of the men started ahead of the others with motorized sleds to leave supplies along the way. However, after only a few days, the motorized sleds broke down, and the men had to pull them. A few days later, Scott started for the South Pole with a few men. The whole journey was very difficult. Scott and his men either walked through deep snow or skied over ice and uneven ground. The climate was too difficult for the ponies, and they all died. There were frequent snowstorms. Sometimes the men couldn't leave their tents for several days because of blizzards. When Scott was 260 kilometers from the pole, he sent all but four men back to the base camp. This was probably his most serious mistake. His tent was big enough for only four people, and he had only enough food and fuel for four. Somehow he had to provide for four people plus himself. Also, one man had left his skis behind with some of the supplies. He had to walk in the snow, and this slowed down the whole group. On January 17, 1912, Scott and his men reached the pole, only to find a tent and the Norwegian flag. They were not the first people to reach the South Pole. They had lost the race. The next day, they started the 1,300-kilometer journey back to their base camp, pulling their heavy sleds full of supplies. The trip back was worse than the trip to the pole. They became weak from hunger. At times, the whiteness everywhere made them blind. Their fingers and toes began to freeze, and two of the men fell and injured themselves. They didn't have enough fuel to keep warm in their tent. They became exhausted, and had more and more difficulty pulling their sleds. Finally, one man died. Then another became so weak that he knew he was endangering the lives of the others. One night, he left the tent and never returned. He walked out into the blizzard to die instead of holding back the other three. Every day, Scott described the terrible journey in his diary. On March 21st, the three remaining men were only 20 kilometers from the one-ton depot, but another blizzard kept them in their tent. On March 29th, they were still unable to leave their tent. On that day, Scott wrote his last words in his diary. A search party found the three bodies 8 months later. They also found Scott's diary, excellent photographs of the expedition, and letters to take back to England. The search party left the frozen bodies where they found them. Today, the base camp building is still there. Inside are supplies, furniture, and the men's belongings. They have been left just the way they were when Scott's expedition was there. New Zealand takes care of the building and its contents. Robert Scott's name lives on in stories of his trip to Antarctica, the last part of the Earth that people explored. He was not the first to reach the South Pole, but he is remembered as one of the great heroes of exploration.